Both 7 seeds picked up wins on Tuesday in the NBA's play-in tournament as the Brooklyn Nets beat Cleveland 115-108, and the Minnesota Timberwolves topped the LA Clippers 109-104. Tonight it's the 9-10 games as Charlotte visits Atlanta at 7 p.m. Eastern, and San Antonio is in New Orleans at 9:30 Eastern. Both games are on ESPN. The Nets held a moment of reflection before their game at the Barclays Center and announced they would donate $50,000 in a joint gift with the New York Liberty Foundation toward helping the victims of the New York City subway shooting that occurred Tuesday morning, just a half mile from Brooklyn's practice facility. Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 13th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. The Washington Commanders and team owner Daniel Snyder may have engaged in a troubling, long-running, and potentially unlawful pattern of financial conduct, per a letter sent from the House Committee on Oversight and Reform to the Federal Trade Commission. That conduct allegedly involved withholding as much as $5 million in refundable deposits from season ticket holders and also hiding money that was supposed to be shared among NFL owners. Former team VP Jason Friedman told House Committee members the team maintained 2 sets of books, including one used to underreport certain ticket revenue to the NFL. The Commanders did not respond immediately to a request for a response to the news of Tuesday's letter. New NBPA Executive Director Tomika Trimaglio is in favor of the NBA expanding beyond the league's current 30 teams. Speaking Tuesday during Sport Techie's State of the Industry conference at One World Trade Center in New York City, she said, "We do want more teams. I think it's good for the business. Ideally, we hope that there will be more teams popping up in the U.S. Las Vegas, you know, is a potential NBA expansion city given Oakview Group's plan to build and complete a 20,000-seat arena by 2026. Seattle, home to the NBA Supersonics from 1967 to 2008, is another city rumored to be a frontrunner for expansion. Meanwhile, the NBA's current CBA runs through the 2023-24 season, although both the league and the union have opt-out clauses following next season. Trimaglio said she does not, absolutely not, foresee either side exercising that opt-out. She also acknowledged some privacy concerns regarding player tracking data collected through wearable devices or the league's second spectrum optical camera system. As methods of media production and consumption expand, content creators depend more on technology to deliver. Also from Sport Techie's State of the Industry conference, panelists weighed in on how they are valuing the U.S. media market. DAZN's Joe Markowski said streaming will become and remain for a period of time the dominant platform for sports broadcasting. He said, "But what we think streaming is will change. The number of revenue streams, the way that streaming is used to audiences will evolve. We're starting to see that with betting and fantasy play in the U.S. in particular, and how it integrates with other revenue streams." La Liga's Boris Gartner last year helped the league land a deal with ESPN that includes linear and streaming components. He said, "In a market as competitive as the U.S., with the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB taking the lion's share of attention, having a streaming option to actually broadcast in a wider way and make your product more available and easy to access is definitely a game changer." NBA regular season viewership has bounced back from the past 2 COVID-impacted seasons, scoring the best figure since the 2018-19 season, but there still is work to do to return to levels seen in the decade before the pandemic. Games across TNT, ESPN, and ABC averaged 1.6 million viewers this regular season, which went back to a normal mid-October start. That's up 19% from around 1.35 million for the 2020-2021 campaign, which started just before Christmas due to the pandemic and ended in mid-May. This season also is up 3% from around 1.55 million for the 2019-2020 season, which saw the end of the season pause for months due to the start of the pandemic. 3 years ago, for reference, the NBA averaged across those 3 networks was closer to 1.79 million. Boston Celtics co-owner Steve Pagliuca said that he will make a substantial and credible bid proposal Thursday for Premier League club Chelsea. Pagliuca, in a statement, said that his group's primary goal is to make strategic investments to continue competing for championships and trophies. Pagliuca guaranteed to fans that his group will not change the name, colors, or logo of the club, and that it is committed to renovating or redeveloping the club's Stamford Bridge Stadium. Pagliuca's group is believed to include Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment Chair Larry Tannenbaum, Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin and former Disney executive chair Bob Iger. The group is one of four finalists in the bidding. Chelsea's board of governors is expected to choose the winning bid before sending that pick to the British government for final approval on Monday. Reigning F1 world champion Max Verstappen launched Verstappen.com Racing, reports SBJ Esports is to be a SEC. The new initiative features racing teams from both the virtual and real world. Verstappen's F1 employer, Red Bull Racing, is fully supporting the new racing organization as part of its long-term deal with the Dutch driver, who signed a $275 million five-year contract extension before this season. Verstappen joins an extensive list of current and former F1 drivers who launched an esports and sim racing venture. McLaren driver Lando Norris launched his esports organization Quadrant in 2020, and two-time F1 world champion and Alpine driver Fernando Alonso founded his sim racing team FA Racing in 2017. We'll end with a milestone moment. Alyssa Nacken trotted from the San Francisco Giants dugout to the first base coaching box and made history in the third inning of the Giants' 13-2 victory over the Padres at Oracle Park yesterday. It marked the first time in a Major League Baseball regular season game that a woman coached on the field. Nacken was the replacement for first base coach Anton Richardson, who had been ejected from the game. Before the 2020 season, she became the first full-time female coach in MLB history. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.